Blackstone Audio presents Fiddle Game by Richard A. Thompson. For Bud George, who introduced me to the mystery. Chapter 1. Waiting for the Doe. On the day of the first killing, it rained. Not an easy rain, but the kind of endless pounding deluge that makes people wonder if they really did throw out that old boat catalog, and if not, whether it listed any arcs. Personally, I gave up looking for arcs a long time ago, the wooden ones or any other kind. I like the rain. Agnes, my secretary, says that's just perversity, liking anything that puts other people in a bad mood. But she isn't always right. Not always. On that particular wet day in 1996, nobody was right. I looked out the streaked glass of my single storefront window, past the neon sign that says 24-hour service backwards, and assessed the prospects of a flash flood. You can tell a lot about a city by what's in its old core downtown. Across the street from me is an old-time resident hotel, long ago gone to seed. There used to be a nightclub on the ground floor under it, but that's been boarded up and closed for longer than anybody remembers. Farther down is a place called Pawn USA, a hole-in-the-wall deli, and a pornographic bookstore. They've all been around long enough to be landmarks. The pawn shop, run by a sometime friend of mine named Nickel Pete Carchetti, just expanded and got its trendy new name, which I suspect came from the title of a textbook on modern economics. Farther down the street lie a Dunn Brothers coffee shop, an upscale tattoo parlor, and a manicure emporium called Big City Nails. Kitty corner across from me stands the newly renovated courthouse, taking up a whole square...